Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bishcakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it's our pal Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBS Sports. Good morning, Dave.
What is up, fellas? How are you?
We're doing well. And just to let all the listeners know, if you're not reading Dave's weekly column, starts and sits, sleepers and busts for every game on the NFL schedule, I mean, you're doing yourself a disservice. You need to go to cbssports.com right now and read it. He'll give you nuggets on every single game.
And you know what? He likes both quarterbacks in the Redskins-Giants game. Talk about that a little bit, Dave.
Well, we don't know for sure about if Case Keenum. That was written before Keenum came up with this foot injury. I'd like to see him practice at least once this week before we let him loose. But, yeah, both these defenses absolutely stink. And you guys have seen it with Washington. When you let Mitchell Trubisky get three touchdowns against you, you know that it's problematic.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones is actually, he looks like he's been playing in the NFL for at least three seasons. He just looks like a seasoned pro, absolutely is making plays with his arm and his legs. I have totally bought into him. And I liked him in the preseason, too. And I wasn't going to tell people to draft him because I didn't know when he was actually going to get in and play for the Giants. Now I wish I had because he looks great, and it's a great matchup for him. So I've got him as a top 12 quarterback this week. Keenum, not terribly far behind him either. Both of these quarterbacks are like top 15-ish type guys. Yeah, I got Case Keenum at 14 right now, ahead of Kyler Murray, ahead of Jameis Winston, and it's all because of the matchup. And let's face it, Case Keenum hasn't played terrible so far this season. So hopefully he's healthy enough and ready to go for the Redskins.
All right, got a few questions before we get to the callers. Do I play T.Y. Hilton?
No, because he's not practicing, and he's aggravated this quad injury, and it's not looking good.
All right, so he's out. All right, that answers one question.
As of now, he is.
Yeah,
I'm not 100% sure that he'll stay that way, but that's how it's looking right now.
Dave,
right.
If you had to pick one of these three, your boyfriend from last year, Kenny Golladay, Hardman, or Samuel this week?
I think I might roll the dice on Hardman against Detroit. Lions don't have a great pass rush. Darius Slay might not play. He's banged up. And if that's the case, then it's all systems go for this Kansas City offense.
So Hardman's pick.
All right, one more. DJ Chark or Tyler Boyd in a flex?
Is it PPR or non-PPR?
This is a pipper.
It's a full pipper?
It's a full pipper.
I'd go with Boyd.
Okay.
If it's a full-blown pipper, then you got to go with T. Boyd against Pittsburgh. He's probably going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of eight catches.
Gotcha.
Chark's going to be good, too. I like Chark better if catches don't count.
All right, and then where do you have Deshaun Watson on your QB rankings for the week?
He's all the way down to number two overall.
Good. All right.
Hey, yeah, Dave.
Gotta keep Mahomes at one.
Before we go to the call, somebody's tweeting us that they listen to us, and they also listen to 670 The Score. He claims when we go to commercial, and he said he just heard you on there. How many radio hits do you do on say, what is today, Thursday?
Today's Thursday,
on
yes.
Thursday and Friday.
On Thursday and Friday combined,
yeah.
I've got a minimum of seven.
He's a busy man.
How many do you say my –
7.
Minimum
and
of 7.
Today there's an extra one on top. We're going north of the border later this afternoon.
Nice.
Yeah, one of the things I do is I tweet, and you guys have seen this because I link you guys every time. I just did it. I tweet out whenever I'm on the radio so people can listen.
Do right, Canadians
right.
get
the link
into
with it?
Do they play fantasy football in big numbers, Canadians?
Yeah, it's crazy. They, you know, because, you know, Canadian football, what is that? You know, it's not
right.
as much fun as the NFL. So they call them pools up there. Fantasy
okay.
pools.
Gotcha.
Hey,
by the way, Dave, one guy I can't play anymore. I can't play Sony Michel. Can't play him.
Unplayable.
No, you can't.
He's terrible.
Absolutely not.
I got to play Carlos Hyde ahead of him.
That's like picking between two bad pieces of fruit, man.
Okay,
you're
but that's all
I
got.
Way.
There's only bad fruit available.
Yeah, like it's all bananas. You have all bananas to pick
off
from.
The waiver wire tree.
Burkhead's not available. What are you? Come on. What do you think? It's a six-man league?
Hey, Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know Rex Burkhead was like one of the greatest running backs.
Well, he's not,
in
but he's not available this. No,
Dave,
I'm sorry.
Well, not anymore, man. Everybody picked him up.
A couple of tweets here. PPR, this one from John. Need two. Cooper, Fitzgerald, McLaurin, or Thielen?
The first two, Cooper and Fitzgerald.
This one from David. Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson?
Close call, but I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson against that Browns secondary. They're beat up back there.
All right, let's go to the phone. Let's go to Rob in Haymarket. Hey, Rob, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, what's up, Dave? Hey, so I'm the top scoring team in my league, but I'm 0-3.
Man.
I've got to sit one.
That's brutal.
DeAndre Hopkins, Odell Beckham, or Tyler Lockett?
Is it mathematically possible to
maybe have one big week and you score a ton of points.
Yeah, because I'm playing
the Tyrell
thing. I get every week.
Yeah, so I would say you sit Tyrell Williams, but whatever you're doing isn't working for you if you're the highest scoring team and you're 0-3. So
that's
maybe sit Odell if that's the case. That's not the official advice. The official advice is to stick with Odell and just sit Tyrell.
Let's go to Jacques. Pastor Jacques, what's up, buddy?
He's praying for a win.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey,
oh, man.
Good.
Hey, thank you, by the way, for giving props to my fellow Canadian brothers. That was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I need in a PPR, I need to start one of these guys, either Mecole Hardman, Josh Gordon, or Chris Thompson. I also have Frank Gore, but I don't like him against the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't blame you one bit for that. If you've got to start one, Pastor Jacques, it would be Gordon. If it's two, it's Gordon and Mecole Hardman. Gordon's got a difficult task going up against Buffalo. I might even have him ranked a little bit too high. I might have to move guys like Terry McLaurin ahead of Josh Gordon. That Bills defense, they do a really good job of keeping receivers in front of them, not allowing yards after catch, and not allowing the big play. And that's half of Josh Gordon's game at this point.
All right, Jacques. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to David Alexander. David, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I need one for PPR. James White or LeSean McCoy?
I think I would lean toward James White there because I think he's going to continue to see a big workload. And again, going back to that Buffalo defense, because they like to try and really rattle those receivers, keep them away from the big play, things open up underneath. And you could see James White, who didn't play last week, getting back into the swing of things and catching a lot of passes. Because it's full PPR, I like his chances to come through a little bit more than McCoy's.
All right, thanks, David. Let's go to Jeff in D.C. Jeff, what's up, man? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys. Hey, non-PPR, I need to pick one. Two of these guys are questionable. John Ross, Mike Williams, or Chris Godwin?
Yeah, if you need to pick one from that group, I'm going to go with Godwin. I just think he's got the most upside. Williams is a really close call. Ross is the one, and he's played great until last week. He's the one I'm not even considering because I kind of buy into the Steelers' pass defense. I think they're better with Minka Fitzpatrick than without him, and they just got him. So I would rank Godwin at the top of the list.
Go to Allen in Ashburn. Allen, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I got one. It's a little weird. I got Trey Quinn or Stephon Diggs.
It hasn't gotten this bad for Stephon Diggs where you're going to start Trey Quinn ahead of him.
That is pretty bad.
You know, he's got all kinds of great efficient stats. I outlined this in the story that you referenced, the start slit, sits, sleepers, and busts. I think he's definitely risky, but I don't think he's worse than Trey Quinn. I think you've got to keep rolling with Stephon Diggs. He does have big play potential. He just needs more targets. He only has 12 targets through three games. That's pretty bad.
Dave, tweet here from Derek. Do you like Rodgers or Rivers? Rodgers is off to a slow start. We were just talking about that in the last segment.
which one is playing against the Miami Dolphins?
That'd be Rivers.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take Philip Rivers and his 3 or 4 or 6 touchdowns against the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. And I think Rodgers has a good game. He's a top 10 quarterback again this week. I'm keeping the faith in good old A-Rod. But, yeah, I might lose faith if he can't get it done against Philadelphia. The Eagles coming into Green Bay on a short week, banged up secondary. Pass rush should be well protected by the offensive line in front of Rodgers. I would be surprised if Rodgers has a mediocre game.
Do we see more out of Devontae Adams tonight? He's been okay,
yeah,
but
I would certainly imagine that. And you know what? Word has gotten around that he hasn't had big numbers, and it's not. Aaron Rodgers talked, I'd like to get Devontae Adams the ball more. Well, usually in the past, when Rodgers has talked about getting a receiver the ball more, that receiver gets the ball a lot more. So if you've got Devontae Adams, you weren't going to sit him anyway. Feel good about starting him.
All right, let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys. Hey, Dave. Half-point PPR, I need 2 or 4. DeMarcus Robinson, Josh Gordon, Sony Michel, David Montgomery.
I would sit the running back. Sony Michel, not sure how much he's going to play, especially with James White coming back. And David Montgomery just hasn't been getting a consistent enough workload, and he's got the Vikings coming to town. It's not the best matchup for him.
Let's go to Jason, Columbia. Jason, what's up?
Hey, guys. Dave, need one for my flex, non-PPR. I got James White, Curtis Samuel, DJ Chark, or Mecole Hardman.
I think that's a close call between Chark and Hardman. You know, the two guys that you drafted that you were so sure were going to be
right.
Excellent receivers for your fantasy team, clearly. I think the upside is a little bit higher with Hardman. So I think that's the direction that you should go in. We know that line secondary could be banged up.
All right, let's go to Kyle in Fairfax. Kyle, what's up?
Hey, guys. Dave, I need 2 of 3 in a standard league, MBS, Curtis Samuel, or Chris Carson, and does that change if Rashad Penny plays?
It would change if Rashad Penny plays, but you might not know that information by the time kickoff happens tonight, and that's when Valdez-Scantling is going to play. But the reality on MBS is that he's made 3 big plays through 3 games. That's it. That's, to me, that's what he is right now. It's just a big play guy. If he doesn't get you the big play, he's not going to really help you in fantasy. So he would be the one that I would actually sit. It's a good matchup for him. But if Rashad Penny doesn't play, you heard Pete Carroll recommit to Chris Carson this week. I would imagine that Chris Carson will have some really good opportunities to put up numbers against the Cardinals defense.
Dave and listeners, it's speed round time. No hesitation, no small talk, no trade questions, no dumb questions, no pleasantries, no Bluetooth or speaker phones whatsoever.
We can tell.
And no questioning Dave's advice.
Couple of tweets before we get to the calls. Disley or Ertz?
Ertz.
PPR, Godwin, Robert Woods, or Hardman?
I will go Godwin there.
All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Hope the listeners are ready.
Go to Kyle, Columbia, speed round, go.
0.5 PPR, John Ross, Marvin Jones, or Jarvis Landry, pick one.
Marvin Jones.
That's how it's done.
John Stafford, speed round, go.
1 of 3, Diggs, Landry, or Stills?
Yes. Diggs.
Yuck.
Kai, DC, speed round, go.
Sit one, Tyler Boyd, Stephon Diggs, Terry McLaurin.
I'm sitting Diggs there.
Ooh. Peter, Minnesota, speed round, go.
EB or Lurch?
I think you start Bickle.
Good shtick.
Thank you.
Regardless.
It depends on what we're doing.
That's true. Let's go to Shane, Dale City, speed round, go.
Pick one, Adrian Peterson, Ronald Jones, Jamal Williams, and I'm crushed on the bye.
Oh, man, that stinks. Adrian Peterson against the Giants.
What? He'll give me 32 yards.
Yuck.
Let's go to Eric, Silver Spring, speed round, go.
Standard League, pick 2, J. Brown, Aguilar, Kirk, D. Robinson.
Kirk and D. Robinson.
Here's a tweet from Shannon. Rodgers or Prescott?
Dak.
My boy Birdman wants to know, Dalton or Rodgers? I told him he's an idiot for asking the question.
Yeah, that's a dumb question.
Yeah, dumb question. Disqualified.
I told him
that. Go to Jamie McLean, speed round, go.
2 of 3, Gallman, Phillip Lindsay, Kerryon Johnson, PPR.
Not Gallman.
Go to Cooley. Speed round, go.
Trade Gurley for anybody or keep him.
No trade questions. Disallowed.
Go to Michael. Speed round.
Nelson Aguilar, DK Metcalf.
Sam, Leesburg, speed round, go.
Standard Aguilar or Galladay?
Galladay.
John Culpepper, go.
Half point PPR, Mark Andrews, Greg Olson.
I'm gonna go with Andrews there, but it's a close call.
Tammy, speed round, go.
PPR need two, Aguilar, Godwin, or Cooks.
I'm going to sit Aguilar there. And I want to go back to the last question. I'm changing my mind on that. I'd rather have Olsen against the Texans.
Oh, that's a wrinkle. That rarely happens
here.
You're
in reverse in the speed round, fellas. I'm going in reverse.
You're allowed to do that, Dave.
Yeah, you can.
Let's go to Steve Centerville. Speed round, go.
Two for PPR. McCoy, Hyde, Robert Woods, Bowman.
Woods and McCoy.
And let's go to our guy, John DePompa.
Hey, Dave. I'm in a Hell Freezes Over League. Should I start EB actually finishing his Aruba vacation video or Cakes reading Chasing Rocky?
Oh, man, that is a tough one.
I picked EB because EB's actually started. He started the Aruba vacation.
Yeah, but I think I lost the camera.
Yeah, it's a photo finish.
Yeah, photo finish. All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
That is a callback.
Thank you, Dave.
That is a callback.
Yes, it is.
Good luck in your leagues, David.
Same to you, gentlemen. Be well.
Thank you, buddy.
Listeners did a very good job on the speed round.
Yeah, we had a clean sheet.
Best they've ever been.
It's pretty good.
By the way, someone corrected me. I punched in the numbers wrong. That Chiefs-Patriots parlay money line pays $7,300.
Oh, that's much better.
I think we do it.
I kind of like that.
You think they'll both win?
I'll do it for money, but in a hole in my pocket.
I think they both win.
I feel like they will.
Yeah, let's do it. 100 pays $73. Come on.
Cakes, roll your three on it.
So what would
I don't think I'm going to put 100 on it, though. My bankroll's too small.
Like 210?
Yeah, I think
that's... really think the Patriots are going to lose the stupid Bills?
No, you don't.
Roll it all.
What's the other one? What's the other one?
Chiefs in Detroit.
I have no faith in the Lions. They're the Lions. But the Lions and the Bills, of course you bet against them.
I love how EB keeps just crushing the Lions and the Bills, both on the Redskins' schedule, and both, at least at this point, better teams than the Skins.
Those are better than us, but I don't think that they're anything real.
Probably not sustainable.
Yeah, they're nothing real. They're better than us, but that's not saying anything.
Right.
Yeah,
I think we do it.
Do it, Cakes.
Why are you trying to peer pressure me?
I'm going to put a small one. I'm not going to put a big one.
I'll put a small one. You're trying to bet bully me over there.
Do it, Cakes.
Pays you $220.
I like it. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it. I like it.
Hey, Hold on. After, you're going to have $520 in your pocket.
That's all. That's if everything works out.
How much do you have to put? He wants you to.
I want him to put the whole three.
Old sweat bet.
That's free money. That's a free play right there.
Yeah, but then when does he stop? When he hits that, you have him put $500 next week on another one?
No, unless he gets a tingle.
You think I'm not paying some of this back to some of the NFL sweat bets that we're doing and college sweat bets? This money's just
This is the lock of the century, right?
Lock of the century.
You won't know that until February. January, February. Who cares? Roll it.
I'm going to put $25 on it.
I'm not going to succumb to your peer pressure. You're clearly trying to peer pressure me and bully me into making a bet that I'm not 100% comfortable with.
Here's a question I have for Valdez. What's the lead on the entertainment page?
The lead on the EP coming up next?
Yeah. I have a
talk show host who used the show to bang strippers and porn stars. EB will tell you who it is coming up after this.
That's a great tease.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mark it down on your calendar. Cakes and I are going to be over at Glory Days Grill, Barkoff Plaza, this Sunday, starting 11 a.m. for the Sports Junkies pregame show before the Redskins take on the New York Giants in what should be a high-scoring affair.
Love the over. Love it. I'm in love with it.
It's right there in Falls Church. Glory Days Grill, our tour continues, so we hope to see you on Sunday. Right now, though, we open up the entertainment page, which is sponsored by our friends at Second Chance Addiction Care. If alcohol or drugs is affecting your health, family or work, or you picked up a DUI, get help today. Call Second Chance Addiction Care at 301-983-5130 or visit secondchancecare.com.
You know what? Just throw these headphones away. They're not working.
Garbaggio.
They cost about $2. So.
No, let me
see these numbers.
It's just the cable's bad.
What brand name is this?
They're not a brand name.
Are those
name.
The noise cancelers you got on?
They're not mine.
Oh, they're the noise cancelers. I mean, they're so good.
It's a miracle they lasted this long. M-Pals.
Well, the reason why they last is because the cable releases.
Yeah.
So anytime I get it, but it's falling out all the time, and it's.
I mean, mine aren't silly by any stretch, but these just look like trash.
Yeah. Eric, buy a new cable.
I have, but the cable keeps falling out, so I don't want the cable coming out anymore.
Hey, it's all good. Just tell our accountant in February, or have
yeah,
Dina
right
tell her that you bought a $1,200 pair of headphones.
I don't think that
you
stuff
can't write
flies
that off anymore.
I don't think they're write offs like used to be.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's new tax
doesn't matter. I don't think there's any. I get nothing out of a $50 little write off. I think that's
why stupid. Don't you go out and just spend? I don't know what these are. $150.
I've had all the headphones.
They're awesome. Mm-hmm.
I've
had these for five, 6 years.
I don't know. I don't have the same luck.
You're also
you do.
Bothering Roger for batteries nonstop.
I do.
I don't like the fact that you have to deal with the batteries.
I know, but Rog hooks it.
I know. You're more aggressive
handful.
In asking.
He gives me handfuls
of
batteries.
Yeah, he just hooks you.
I just love it. It's perfect.
How many little, you know how many little scams Jason runs like
it.
That?
Yeah,
like
I know.
You know, the other day he needed paper.
Squeaker scams.
I know. He steals paper.
In AWOD making copies.
It's in session.
There were envelopes. Yeah, they were envelopes.
He needs, the little thing. He doesn't like shampoos he steals, towels he steals. Like, little things bug him.
Well, you know what the envelopes
you know
say?
I think he pays for big
aren't
things.
Aren't they like CBS
They're
radio
CBS radio envelopes.
Envelopes.
Who needs those?
That doesn't even exist anymore. It's not even a thing.
Yeah, why couldn't I take? I took 75 of them. No one's going to miss them.
No, you're
it's
right.
A weird
nobody
way of
that.
Operating in life.
Can we also point out how pointless and egregious noise canceling headphones are in a radio studio? It's unneeded.
Well, they're not canceling the sound of the pile driver when it gets fired up. I know that.
Yeah, but I can't hear these donks talking. If I put these on, I can't hear these guys talking. I'm telling you.
Right. No, that works.
I mean, off mic, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I don't want to hear them. I don't want to hear them at all.
Right. Well, I don't want to hear the commercials when I'm during a break.
I can concentrate.
Hey, how about you should want to hear the commercials? The lifeblood.
Yeah. We're doing all those them. They're silly, right. But I don't need to hear them during the break.
Yeah, I want to hear about DJ Flex's entertainment company.
I want to hear about Larry Derrida.
Can we find
from
that
Bank
drop?
Of America.
I listen to that. I'm working out. I listen to that every day. For me, it would definitely be an entertainment company. And I can't stop laughing. And it runs, if you listen on radio.com, it runs 9,000 times.
Right. They're getting their money's worth.
A day.
No doubt.
It I mean, I've never, and this one line that DJ Flex has, which
DJ
he clearly
Flex is
recorded
man.
Later.
He's the man.
Just cracks me. Can you find it, Valdez? How long?
Do some stories and I'll find it. And, right. I'll jump in when I got it.
All right.
But I'm still trying to figure out the talk show host.
All right. So, Valdez,
can you just give me the era?
I've got it written down right here. I'll go in blind with this name.
Yeah.
This
I think
guy.
It's that. Oh, Springer?
Yeah. I'm Jerry Springer.
I was going to say the bald headed guy who used to be the producer. Wasn't he the producer?
Steve.
What's his
the
last
bodyguard?
Name?
Oh, I was going way back. I was going to Arsenio Hall.
Well, I'm sure he did that too. But they say no. Jerry Springer's talk show was used, according to one of his old producers, really not for the content, which was all fake and they all knew it anyway.
Oh, so it was just a front. It was just a front for
him to score porn stars and strippers, according
go.
To old
right.
staffers.
Much like most of the kiosks in the mall that sell jewelry, fronts for to funnel money to terrorism. I mean, you can't buy earrings there.
Is there any chance?
I don't have any proof of that.
That our old listener, Just Chad, who we called him Just Chad because there was Chad Dukes, still listens to this show in some fashion. He was on the Jerry Springer Show, I believe, 7 or 8 times.
I'm going to say he's one of the victims of the opioid crisis and is dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would guess.
He was known on the show, too, for at the time having like hundreds of porn tapes, right?
Yeah.
Hundreds.
He had an extensive collection.
By the way, I did hear from Sacktown Mike's son. Sacktown Mike's son reached out.
Little Mike?
Said his dad's doing fine. He hasn't called into the show in a long time. So he was going to try and get Sacktown to reach out.
That'd be nice.
He said that Sack was ready for the Capitol season.
Why doesn't he just call on his own volition, though?
I think
though?
He's working.
He's a busy man.
Yeah, I guess. So, we keep talking about Demi Moore because she has a book out. Shocker. I think we touched on this but it's sort of hit everywhere. She's been married a few times, right? She married this donk, Freddie Moore. She married,
don't know him.
I believe she married Bruce Willis.
I know DJ Moore.
Yeah.
And
no.
Kutcher.
And then she married Kutcher.
Kutch,
yeah.
Kutch.
She says she cheated on her first husband, Freddie Moore, the night before their wedding.
Ooh. Technically not married at
she
that point. Now it's a D-baggy thing to do. But you're technically not married.
That is true. You're technically not married.
Yeah, there's a...
Can you get off on a technicality on that one?
Did she do it after the rehearsal dinner? Because that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Rehearsal dinner, you kiss your future husband goodnight, and then you go tag your old boyfriend. Oh, unbelievable. But she says that Ashton Kutcher, she just kills him. She says he cheated on her. He forced her to have threesomes. He made fun of her and mocked her alcoholism.
Oh, it's not very nice.
Yeah.
Well, did you read the excerpt where she said that her mom prostituted her out for $500?
Really?
Yeah. When she was 15.
Yeah.
Wow. Good
yeah.
mom. Good upbringing.
She would take her to the bar the mom would take Demi to the bar.
Right.
For attention for guys.
She wanted the ADs. Yeah.
Yep. And one night, she brought a male suitor home. And then
suitor, I like and how then, you frame that.
And then he went into the room,
okay,
assaulted her, and then he told her, "How does it feel knowing your mom prostituted you out for $500?"
That's just horrible, horrible mother.
Kind of a show.
Now, there's also been a rumor because she claims, I believe, in her book that she did a movie with John Cryer. And she claimed, I guess the movie was called No Small Affair. She claims that she took his virginity when he was 19 years old.
I saw he disputes it. Yeah.
He says she doesn't have to feel bad about it because while I'm sure she was totally justified making that assumption based on my skill level, I had actually lost my virginity in high school.
Man, what a lucky guy. John so Cryer, all that 2.5 Men money.
Why can't we get her on the show? She's doing the book tour, right? Maybe she's talking about everything.
You think she'll do local radio?
I don't know.
You didn't see the stripper movie she did in the theater. I'm pretty sure
Striptease?
You did. Which you one? Saw the movie Striptease in the theater.
Valdez and I watched 5 minutes of it in the recording studio like 2 weeks ago.
You should have told me.
With Reynolds.
We were popping blue chews together.
Oh, 100%. I saw it, and I probably saw it in the theater.
That
yeah.
was a terrible movie.
It's an awful movie.
Yeah. I told you, I almost saw that J-Lo movie, but I'm just so jaded.
It's okay. It's just, it's not, I mean, Kevin gave it a 4.
Does she work at a strip club where they wear bottoms? In the movie.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah, she doesn't take it off.
Like one of those AC strip clubs.
I walked right by that place, by the way. When I was
still there?
When I was at Vans Warped Tour. Still there.
Right.
Now, the Trump Taj Mahal is no longer there, but Bare Exposure, still there.
Is that where still we was? On a Warped Tour. He's almost 50.
I'm bringing my kids to Warped Tour. You think I'm going by myself?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, I do like a lot of the music, but the front is I'm bringing my kids.
Right.
Right. Charlie Sheen is in the news. He says he actually was set to be on, I guess, this season's version of Dancing with the Stars. Actually did some practices with Cheryl Burke, but said he was so bad he had to bail on it. He said, "I have 2 left feet. I'm a terrible dancer." And you know what? I give him credit. He pulled out. I didn't want to embarrass himself.
I watch some terrible TV. I'll watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and even Bachelor in Paradise. But I will not stoop to watching Dancing with the Stars.
What about Mask?
I have standards.
By the way, you watched 2 Bachelor spinoffs.
Yeah, I have.
What about Masked Singer?
Won't watch it.
Debuted again last night.
Not intrigued.
Apparently a huge hit. Wins its time slot.
Everyone loves it. Yep.
I watched it. Remember I watched it once or twice, and I said, you know what? There is something intriguing about it.
Who's
guessing part of it. Nick Cannon. Yeah.
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon, also one of the producers.
That dude works more than Pete Medhurst.
Was he on America's Got Talent for a while?
He was.
Yeah, he left
that's his thing.
Yeah. He got replaced by Tyra, now Terry Crews.
Well, no, he apparently, they didn't like that he wears like this turban or he wears this kind of like.
Apparently he was fired because he used the N-word in a stand-up.
In a comedy special too. So he left. But Nick Cannon has a syndicated radio show.
Yep.
He announced yesterday on the Stern Show he's doing a syndicated talk show right after. He's going to Howard University 2 days a week.
He is?
He's getting his master's in psychology.
Well, he's still working on his bachelor.
You know what? Oh, well, he's clearly doing too much. Wasn't he in the hospital like a few years ago
like
for exhaustion? He almost died.
He's got lupus.
You know what? He's working too hard.
Yeah.
He's got to scale it back a little bit.
And then he's also appearing. He just did a movie with Pierce Brosnan.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he just filmed it. I mean, you've never seen it. You probably never will.
Pierce Frost.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah. He's still old Remington Steele.
Remington Steele.
Who was
that?
Probably still dashingly handsome.
Who was this chick co-host or co-star? She was Stephanie
Zimbalist.
That's a good pull.
Hot.
Not anymore.
Pull. Not anymore, but then hot.
You know what else is not
strong
hot anymore?
In the 80s.
Pierce Brosnan's old lady.
I don't know.
I don't know. Just Google
Pierce Brosnan's
Google
wife.
Pig. I'm being mean.
Just brutal.
I'm being mean. I gotta stop. Anyway, I don't know. Last but not least, if you want, maybe Valdez to put on his Twitter account pictures of Jessica Simpson after she lost 100 pounds. We talked about it yesterday. I don't know how that's possible because it looks like each boob weighs 100 pounds.
Right.
I mean, those boobs are huge.
She looks good, but there's no way she weighs 140.
That's what they claim. That's a 180. Right there.
Is that a Jugs Hall of Fame picture, Valdez?
I've never. The Jugs themselves weigh 140.
I mean, those are some big Jugs. Now, I understand. She just had a baby, right?
Yeah.
So there's probably still some got some lactation going on in there.
There's some 2% in there.
She would definitely be using the lactation room here at Entercom. Like, yes, it would say occupied all the time.
Right.
She looks pretty good in this picture, though.
She's
wearing some black dress, but she looks
good. Is that the same one?
I don't think it's the same black dress.
Okay. Does it look like she has two bowling balls in
her? I mean, she has balloons.
She does. She's got big old
jugs.
Yeah, it's just too much. I mean, you know, feed that baby already. Yeah. What's going on?
I'm guessing it's getting fed.
Look like life preserver.
For some reason, I feel like Drabby would be sized for that. I feel like you would have like a weird perversion. Like a lactating woman.
Nah. Lactation?
Yeah. I feel like that would be
like
right
bodily
up
fluid
that's
stuff.
A weird.
Oh, you know?
That's a weird detour.
Feel like Drabby would be in there.
Well, you know how much I like milk.
You'll drink milk like a T-bone steak.
Oh, maybe I'm misplacing it. Maybe it would be Valdez.
Yeah.
You'd have that and some cookies.
This is Matt Valdez. A brownie.
Drab, do we have an update
this
on the guests that were booked at the exact same time?
No, they'll both be on.
When?
You don't know
at
yet?
At the same time?
No, FP Santangelo will be on at 9:20. Tim Brando will be on later in the show.
Yeah.
Later in the show.
Yeah.
So 9:40.
9 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay.
Somehow-ish. You're just waiting to hear back from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he botched it.
Producing on the fly.
We'll probably have one of the two. But FP's a lock, though? FP's locked
good.
In?
Yeah. Good.
All right, perfect.
Good. We will talk to the Washington Nationals analyst coming up at 9:20. Tim Brando talks about college football. Little after that.
We'll need me to right do back. Your teases for you?
Yeah. You can do his teases.
Sleep. Could you sleep for me? All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, that's pretty amazing. Less than a week. The Caps will be playing regular season hockey.
That's right.
Open at the Blues, last two Stanley Cup champions.
Are you
going to
do
toe-to-toe.
Season-long bet there? You going to do any NHL season-long bets?
I think I have any interest in hockey.
Oh, you would if we had sweat bets on six or eight teams.
Well, won't that keep you interested?
Let me see.
That's normally what you do to generate some, to gin up some interest.
We won't
that's
do a
true.
Winnipeg Jets sweat bet. This season,
what do they have on?
Well, they have points. They don't do wins.
They don't. Yeah, because the win thing is weird.
Let me see what they have for the Caps. All right, let me check.
What's the threshold going to be?
95. Washington Capitals.
Yeah, what's their point number?
Season win total. You got to lay 130 to win 100 over 97.5 points.
I don't know.
You go
under. The
Metro
is very tough. The Metro's a tough slog.
What'd they finish with last year?
I'm looking it up.
And you can't bet against them. You can't bet under. Because they're not a real Caps fan. You can't do that. If you're a real Caps fan, you can't bet the under. Like a season long, you can't do that.
By the way,
you can bet on one-offs in certain games.
People who know hockey, people who follow hockey text me.
You need Hockey Boy to text you.
Well, Hockey Boy, I don't think Hockey Boy's ever done these type of bets. I don't think he's ever done season point totals. But if he does, make sure you text me. All but right. if you know anything about the NHL, give me three or four teams you really like in terms of the over or the under point totals.
Here are their last five seasons. 104 last year.
Right.
105 the season before that when they won the cup.
Mm-hmm.
118 and 120 in
makes it seem low, but it's just still.
And why are they only 97?
Then 101.
Why are they only 97?
I think because the, like I said, the Metro is pretty tough. The Devils made a lot of offseason acquisitions.
So you got to bet the over. You can't bet the under. It's one thing to emotionally hedge yourself, I think, for one game, you know. But if you did a season long under, you're literally going to root for them to lose every
game. Yeah, you know, I don't. You know if I can endorse that.
You can't do that.
Okay, it's fine. But are they a better team on paper than they were last year, or are they worse?
I think they're slightly better.
Okay, well, they had 104 last year in a tough conference or a tough division.
Right, but did the division get tougher?
You're asking me.
We just had the GM on.
I just feel like they could slide back a little bit. I don't know if they slide back to 97. It's Vegas did a good job setting that number.
Okay.
By the way, heads up, it's going to be me.
Well, let's make a decision before next week.
Tom Daly.
Now yes, you're in.
And Chris Russell. We're going to do a Capitol season opener party.
Very good.
And live broadcast at American Ice Company, which is at 917 V Street before the first game. So that's next Wednesday, American Ice Company, if you want to put it on your radar. But I brought up that the Cap season is about to start, and then the Wizards are going to be in training camp soon. The Wizards are expected to be bad this year, right? So Scott Brooks took over as head coach three seasons ago, led him to the playoffs, got him into the second round, went to game seven, lost to the Celtics. So this year they add Isaiah Thomas, mm-hmm. which is John Wall's out.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be ready at the beginning of the season. And then one of the guys who is expected to play a lot, maybe even start, is Troy Brown Jr.
Yep.
You see, he's out for like a month.
He's sidelined with a calf injury.
They're already starting.
You know
like,
what? That's one where I could probably get behind the under. Just because there are no expectations for the Wizards.
Guess what it is.
It's going to be low, though.
I'm going to guess
for wins?
Like 29. 30.
Ooh.
29-23.
No, you're close. 27.5.
Wow.
I was going to go under.
You're
going to
go under 20. You're going to go under that?
Are they a 25 win team?
They might be.
Yeah, but
I
mean, so many teams punt.
Yeah, but it's Bradley Beal, and then your second best player is Rui, who's never played
the
NBA.
Who's lower? Who's lower, Jason? Where do they have them in terms of like the rest of the league?
The Suns are 26.5.
Oh, the Suns
the
are
Knicks,
dreadful.
They're right there with the Knicks. Knicks also 27.5.
Wow, they're in the same neighborhood as the Knicks. That is embarrassing.
And the Grizzlies, 26.5. Yeah, so that, it looks like those two teams are the lowest of the.
They're going to take some lumps.
Oh, no, Cavs, 24.5.
Ooh.
You know, I heard Russell yesterday. I think he was on with Chad.
And he's in with us this morning doing updates. Pete's on the road with Navy.
Maybe Chris could come in. I know we were packed in this last hour, but it's interesting to me, and I guess it's been reported, and I guess you would assume this, but he said he knew for a fact that Bruce and Dan went nuts when the Caps won the Cup. Like, it infuriated them. They don't like it when the other local teams have success.
Well, that
makes
surprises
sense.
Me not one bit.
Well, it does surprise me because it's just so stupid. But
they're petty and vindictive.
They're petty,
so
vindictive losers.
I completely believe that it would enrage them that the Caps actually had some success.
Chris,
what are they going to do if the Mystics win the WNBA title? They're probably going to go insane.
I don't know why, but he sort of indicated he has reason to believe, like, he knows it infuriates them. Now, he's not just guessing. Like, he knows it infuriated them.
He did work for him for a while.
What an awful way to live.
Just another reason to hate Daniel Snyder and Bruce Allen.
I can't remember if you were on Chad's show when I heard that or when you were on with Grant and Danny. We only have a couple minutes, but I heard you say, and we all know Bruce and Dan are evil people. They're terrible humans, and they're ruining our franchise.
Not going to get any dispute from the Rooster.
But that they actually are upset when the other teams have success.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know that? You're not just guessing.
I mean, I wasn't in the room with them, but that's what I was told by multiple people in that building, that they were very upset about the success that the Capitals had, even though they congratulated them on Twitter and all that stuff.
It's off the side.
Exactly, because they can't figure out what the hell they're doing and can't get their own track on right. And then you see all the love, all the passion, all the energy, all the positivity, all the fever for the Capitals. Mm-hmm. And that's taking away from their fan base.
So they're actively probably rooting against the Nationals.
I mean, I don't know if they are or
but it
or
will
not
upset
right
them if they
now
have success and get attention.
I mean, listen, they see how we just how we talk about them and how the media covers things,
they
right?
Don't
we
all it. But they would change their behavior if they cared. I think ultimately they don't care.
I mean, like, you could say that about a lot of things. I mean, like, I want to lose more and more weight, right? But I don't change enough of my behavior.
I will say this. They do pay attention. I got a call. I think I could say this. Why not?
Sure.
I got a call from Tony Wiley a few years ago when I wrote an article supporting the name. And you know, for me, the name is not offensive to me. I intent matters. I don't think there's any intent to offend Native Americans. So I just wrote an article about it. You know, my mother is offended by strip clubs, but she doesn't ask that you shut them down. You know what I mean? If you don't like it, then don't say the name. Don't go to the games. Don't support the team. That would be my. Anyway, I wrote an article about that. I got a call from Tony Wiley that Dan loved the article.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You could go work for Dan Snyder.
Dan
be one of his
loved
cronies.
The article. So
hey, he needs a new PR director. Yeah.
They do pay attention.
Absolutely. And listen, I don't. I mean, this is just what it was characterized to me by more than one person, right?
Right.
And people that know these guys. And listen, was their life ruined over? No. I mean, they just go
no,
on.
No, but they don't like it. They resent it. They'd rather them not.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, again,
they want to be the big kahunas.
Absolutely. And they see that the pie is expanding for the other teams in the market, which is their competitors.
Right.
I mean, everybody thinks, well, you know, just because we wish them well on social media and whatever, that everybody's like in support. And theoretically, yes, we are in terms of a sports pie. But the bottom line is that's entertainment dollar. That's mm-hmm. interest. That's ratings.
Right.
That's everything.
And you're seeing it deteriorate.
Absolutely.
A Chicago Bears invasion.
Absolutely.
When the Patriots come into town in 2 weeks, there's going to be 40,000 Patriots fans in that building.
I'd say more than that. Just to shift it back to the Caps, because he had this question.
Yeah.
What was the over-under? 97 points?
97.5, yeah.
We're going to be at American Ice Company next Wednesday doing a season-opening party.
Yeah.
Breaking it down, live broadcast. What's your vibe? Did they improve in the offseason?
I think they changed. I don't know if they improved. Because remember, they lost Niskanen. They, you know, they lost Burakovsky, Brett Connolly, and they brought in some guys, Panic and the kid from Calgary, Gudas, who's going to give them some grit and some toughness, which I do think they were missing a little bit of last year when it absolutely mattered. I think they just changed. I don't know if they got better, quite honestly. Here's what I know real quickly. The Eastern Conference got better. The Rangers are a lot better. Mm-hmm. The Devils are a lot better. I think the Flyers are better, and that's just the three that
Rangers
come right to my mind.
The bread man, Panarin.
Yeah.
That's a big signing for
them. How could I be so cold and you be so sweaty?
Right. Well, because first
how
of all,
is that possible?
It's cool in here, which actually surprises me because I know it's
in the update room. It's not.
Is that right?
Is it
super hot in there?
Sauna. Pete has absolutely destroyed that room.
Oh, I love it.
Absolutely destroyed that room.
Might,
yeah, you can go do the show. I'll come here. You go over there.
I'll do the updates.
When the rooster sits in, that the rooster destroys his room. He might.
The rooster
have a
destroys
take.
A lot of rooms. I'll just say that.
By the way, we should mention this season, this hockey season. Every Tuesday at 8:40, Lars Eller is going to join us.
Very good.
On Wednesdays at 8:20,
probably
Alan May is going to join us. We're going to have Todd Reirden on the show every other Thursday at 7 a.m. And Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, he's back for another season with us.
Excellent.
As long as he's still the coach.
Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Remember, we thought he didn't like us, and he wasn't.
And he loves us.
He warmed us. Yeah,
everybody. Rizzo didn't like us at first.
Right.
A lot of people don't like us at first.
All we are is just charismatic and charming. We win people over. That's what we do. Right?
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree.
Hard rooster.
Same
go
with
get
the
a
rooster.
Towel.
Thanks, I'll try.
Looks like he just went three rounds or something. God.
You need a John Thompson towel.
I'm just nervous being in your guys' presence.
Yeah, right.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
it's
you,
our
buddy.
Pal, Chris Russell. By the way, it's Open Line Thursday.
Yeah,
we're talking
way too much. 800-636-1067.
Remember, 9:20, we'll talk about the Nats. Who they should pitch on Sunday, who they should pitch on Tuesday for the wild card game. FP Santangelo from Masson joins us here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.